We're doing the Ksur Shulchan Aruch Mekochim. We're doing the laws of Elul, the 100th chapter, the 13th halacha. Noagin nitvol erev Rosh Hashanah mishum keri. Some have the custom that they go to the mikvah on the eve of Rosh Hashanah, the men. And if a person can't, so you should know that go pouring over yourself the volume of 9 kav is enough. That's 12 and a half liters of water, 9 kav. So you could stand in the shower until 12 and a half liters pour down over you, and that's the equivalent of going to mikvah. Some have the custom of going to the graveyard, and we all have the custom of giving charity, giving tzedakah to the poor before Rosh Hashanah, as we say, tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, mavirin, netruah, gzerah. Those who go to the graveyards have to be careful. We're praying to God. We're not praying to the dead. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Thursday, Friday, like this year, so we make an erev tavshilin before we go to shul, where we set aside a dish, and you take usually something that's baked and something that's cooked. So we take, sometimes you could take an egg, or you could take applesauce that's cooked, and you take a piece of bread. The custom is to take matzah, something that's baked. I'll get to you in a second of it. And we make an erev tavshilin. We say, with this, we are designating this. We will eat it on Shabbos. We are designating this, that with this erev, we will be permitted to bake and cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Yes? I don't know. Why don't you turn it up over a cup or over a bottle, a 2-liter bottle, and see? You can estimate after about 10 seconds how long it'll take. That's what I do. You know, when I know I won't make it to mikveh, and I have to estimate, so I see. Okay. What? Huh? Yeah.